SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway now. Let's get the party started. If you want to call in here, you can. 844-843-6879. Let's find out where JP is going tonight. Major League Baseball is on the docket tonight. No NBA action. Tomorrow we'll be back in the NBA. But JP is not here on Fridays. So does that mean we're going towards a Major League Baseball game tonight? Or does that mean we're going towards the NBA tomorrow, JP?
I'm going to go to the MLB tonight. I'm going with an RBI prop, and I'll be really specific because you're never going to get it, that it's a game that starts before 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Whoa. Hold on.
So it's got the Rockies-Giants then. See, Rockies-Giants or within like 8 minutes, the Brewers-Orioles. So we're going to go Rockies and Giants. So he's going to go an RBI prop in that game. We'll take a look here. Let's see. Record an RBI. Conforto, what if, JD.
It could be the Yankee game, couldn't it?
It said before 4 o'clock.
Isn't that game?
Oh, wait, what did he say? What did you say, JP? It just got confused right there.
I just saw like the 405.
It's not in that Yankees game.
All right.
Yeah. What was the wording again? Because now Kevin's got me tripped up.
I said before 4 o'clock, I believe.
Before 4 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got it.
Rockies Giants then. It's
got
to be.
All right, I got it.
So we're doing?
I got it.
Yep. Let me see. Let me just go to the Rockies Giants game here. Let me take a look here. Blackman, Profar, McMahon. He can't. He's got to be going Giants. I feel like it's got to be Giants.
I got it.
I'm going to go. This is actually interesting because there's nobody that sticks out like a Pete Alonso that you would pick.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be. He's not going Conforto, is he? I think he's going Michael Conforto.
That would be my second guess.
I'm going to go Peterson. Jock Peterson.
All right. I think he's going Randall Grichuk.
Grichuk, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, however you say that, go by boy's name. Come on now.
Who is JP?
Oh, man. Running it all the way. Just look at this. See, this was a tough one, too. Because if you're looking at the teams, like, they're not really. Actually, I like Charlie Blackman. They're not really names that I'd be like, you know what? JP's definitely going to zero in on this guy. I mean, not a bad one. Hitting out of the four hole today. 351 weighted on base percentage over the last 30 days.
I didn't even hear who it was. Who was it?
Diaz, catcher.
Oh,
the Rockies.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Now, when he says Elias Diaz, you just say, like, I don't even know what team he plays for, like I would do sometimes. Who he played for?
Yes. Yeah, right. No idea.
So there you go. Not game's coming up here in a few minutes now. Going out for coffee. I'm not a huge coffee guy, but I do like iced coffee. So, I grew up at the right time. Like, we didn't have any dating apps. You know, usually hung out with the boys. Hung out with other people. Through connections, you make connections, right? Now there's way too many apps out here, and there's way too much going. There's way too much work being put in. Because I'm not the type of guy that I don't like to leave my house for anything, right? Let's just preface it by that. So if somebody goes, like, hey, I'm going to meet somebody for coffee just to see what the deal is, that's a turnoff for me. Like, you know what? I can't even go. That's just too far to turn. I'm going to have to pick up the phone and in 30 seconds realize, like, okay, you know what? We'll go out this weekend. But going out for a pre-date is basically what that is. I don't know what you're doing. But at this time, if you are going to a Starbucks, a Dunkin' Donuts, the local coffee shop, to meet up for a cup of coffee, you got to be scrutinizing only one thing, not the conversation, what the order actually is. And you know me, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
People that just drink hot coffee, monsters, like really monsters out here. So if I go in, I'm like, hey, let's get something, and I am the second one in, which I probably never would be. I'd usually be the first one there. And I just see like coffee with cream and sugar, I'm out. I'm out immediately. Now, cappuccino, latte, a lot of whipped cream, we're going to probably have a good time at the Starbucks.
Now, here's the real question, and we're going to have to get down to the important stuff here, right?
Okay. Yes.
But if you're doing the coffee date, I mean, what is the word on ordering food? I mean, you know, that's where my head is at. I mean, what are the rules and regulations?
Okay.
Am I hungry? Yes. Should I be ordering something to eat up in the air?
Now let's just say I'll play the person that you're meeting. Guy, girl, it doesn't matter. Let's just play that out.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, bacon, egg, and cheese comes up. I mean, come on now. Like, stop it. Like, what are we doing here, right? Like, if I'm going there, and again, meeting a nice young lady, and she's knocking out like a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But
you don't like that move.
But see, I don't know how I feel about that if I'm going to meet a young lady and that's what she's ordering, right? Now, vice versa. If the girl goes in, and let's just say you walk in and you order a bacon, egg, and cheese, I think the girl would be like, no. This is ridiculous.
This
like,
is
see,
crazy.
See what I mean? Like, from my angle, I sort of be intrigued. Like, wow. Like, usually, like, you know, it's like, you don't want to eat. You're a little nervous. Or you just have a cup of coffee trying to feel things out. But if the guy comes in and he's just ordering, like, food, like, what is this? You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, look. Now, this is what I'm saying, right? I mean, you walk in, and I'm like you said, I'm there first. And not only do I already have my coffee, but, I mean, order's already in. I mean, waffles on the way. Couple sides of bacon.
Let me get some things straight, too. Like, if I'm the young lady walking up, and you're already going to eat, and I'm like, oh, hold on, mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese, you know what, I just keep moving. I keep it moving,
but
man.
Here's the thing, man. Let's put it like this, okay? I mean, there's got to be a level of expectation for that here. I mean, it's a big fella. It'd almost be a little confused as to why I wouldn't be chowing down. I mean, let's call a story.
Now, let's just say the young lady is in there, you go in. She gets a bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, I got you one, too. I mean, is this just like, have we met wedding? Like, is that already what we're hearing? Wedding bells in the background?
I mean,
I thought you would like this.
That's a good time. Yep.
Food is
Where's
always
the coffee
a good time,
date,
by
JP?
The way.
A shop or like a Starbucks? The Starbucks food is terrible.
Probably from JP, probably 7-Eleven or something like that. I mean, come on now. You know what I mean? It's the way it is. We'll be back. It's Moneyline Hour number two. We're only getting started.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here, having some fun. Look, dating advice, you get it from us too. You want winning betting advice? You get it as well. The all-encompassing show. That's what it is here. Moneyline in the afternoon, 844-843-6879. Now, did JP have to explain himself a little bit here?
Yes.
Did we want to get? Yes, we did.
Okay. I would like to at least.
Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead. Take control here.
Now, JP, I just want JP's doing a coffee date. We don't need every detail. I would just like to know, is this a first introduction, and how do you feel heading into it? And whose idea was the coffee?
Met her already. I met her at an event I was at last weekend. Coffee was both our ideas because we used to be baristas, and I'm picking the coffee spot and the coffee for both of us, and that's what I'm being judged on here. And I feel 100% confident because this is my domain.
Wow. I didn't know that you were pro barista. I don't know if I knew that.
That's why Donnie is like the most insane takes on this show with the coffee stuff.
So so you like a hot coffee, JP?
Yeah, nothing beats a hot latte. And there's no such thing as a nice latte. I won't hear that out.
Many things beat it because it's hot. It's a disaster. Let's be honest.
Man, like, why are we going up for a slice? Like, why do we have to go out for coffee in these instances? That's when you need to be judged.
You know what, Donnie? You might be on to something, though, because I don't know how many slice dates there are. JP?
Yeah.
How many slice dates? Hey, you want to grab a slice? It's probably not a lot of those. It's probably seemed a little like, because like a coffee date has a little more class to it, I think, is the idea.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it. I'm going to a date tonight. I'm going to a bar and an arcade type setup. I mean, you could do whatever. Maybe pizza's the next move.
Whoa. You're moving all over. You're moving crazy, pal.
Coffee.
I'm single in a city. So, you know, we're going to go on a few dates.
You don't live in the city.
He does.
Pal. You do not live in the city. Do not say that.
He doesn't care.
The biggest city in the United States.
Wildfires. JP's going out, boy.
What did you just say?
What?
Hold on a minute now.
What happened?
Are you going to really try and defend calling Philadelphia the city? Don't do that.
No, I said a city, not the city.
Wait, what? No, hold on now. Now, what is that supposed to mean?
Do not, Donnie.
What did you open up here?
Now, let me tell you now, Donnie. Hold on. Plenty of
that was just
going to
fly by and never would be brought up.
I need
to hear this response.
If someone says, I live in the city.
Yeah. Philadelphia for me. 1,000%.
Yeah, crazy.
Stop.
New York City, man. No.
This is bad. This is bad.
You literally say this to me, Donnie, that I live in the city. No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
right
now.
Yeah, but for
now.
North Jersey. Like, if you live where I live within a 25-mile radius of Philadelphia, where are you going tonight? We're going out to eat in the city. You think that means New York City to me?
It should. Now listen.
No, listen, though.
But if you have to know who your audience, if you're talking to people from both, which I'm a New Yorker, you know this.
This is bad taste.
Hold on. Donnie, you literally tell me I'm from the city. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's you in North Jersey. Yes.
Okay, but Donnie, if somebody says the city, it means New York City. Come on now.
No, not in the. No. If I'm like in my world down here. Where it's like, what are you doing tonight? We're going out to eat in the city. You actually think I down here in southern New Jersey, that, oh yeah, where are you going? Times Square? No, what do you mean? Going to Philadelphia. That's the city.
Listen, but if I say, which one is more the city, right? It's New York City.
That's your city. No, yes. When I say the city for you, if you're telling me the city, I'm not looking at that as New York City in my range.
But which city has most ownership over the phrase the city?
Any place where you're within 35 mile an hour of a city.
No. If somebody has to win that battle, it's obviously Manhattan. Come on now, you know.
It can't be. Not for that area. That's not my city. You know, same thing with Pittsburgh. I'm sure if you're in the Pittsburgh,
it's disgusting.
Subdivision outside of Pittsburgh, where are you headed tonight? To the city? No. Wow, you're driving to New York? Right.
Let me tell everybody this. Wherever you live, just understand that you might want to call something the city, but the true the city is Manhattan.
Stop. And everybody knows that's not in your own world.
Everybody knows that. No, you're in the world. This is the real world here. That's the city.
You're in the suburbs of let's just say San Francisco. I'm headed into the city tonight to watch a game. Oh man, well, you're driving 3,000 miles to go to New York City? Stop.
No, it doesn't. But again, if one city had ownership of the phrase "the city," which city would it be?
That's wrong.
You know the answer.
That's a bad take.
No, it's not a bad take.
Yes, I understand that. But where I'm at, if you say I'm headed to the city, nobody is saying New York City down there.
No, New York City. My point is, New York City is the most popular city. There you go.
It is a popular city. There's no question about it. But again, if it's not in your radius of cities, I'm sure it's the same thing if you, head down south, Baltimore or Washington, D.C. Where are you going to think? I'm headed into the city tonight. I don't know. There you go. City.
No. Oh, God. I can't. Someone from Pittsburgh saying I'm going to the city doesn't even sit right with me. Shouldn't even be allowed to say such a thing. Are you telling me that that's what people in like Denver say? Like, oh, I'm going to the city tonight?
Yeah. I got to head into the city to go, handle some business. Yeah. Of course they do.
No, they shouldn't be allowed to.
Austin, they get down like that. Phoenix,
that's a city. Oh gosh, outrageous.
L.A. What about that?
Now you're going down. You're going like I'm going to L.A. I'm going downtown. You figure it out.
Oh stop. Where are you going? South Philly. Yeah, that's it. North Philly. West Philly.
That'd be much better.
Not the city. Gosh. I mean, it is all the city, but I like where you're going, though. You mean to say the city, like when you say, Kevin, where are you going? That the city, that does mean Queens. So at least you're getting back on our
side. I just got a DM.
Yes.
The city is New York City, as in capital C, right? Now, if you just lowercase the city, where it's really not all that relevant, it can be anywhere. But when you're talking about the city, it is New York City. Great point. That's because it revolves around
where you live. I'm telling you right now, if you live in the Philadelphia suburbs, anywhere 30 miles outside of Philadelphia, and you say the city, not a single person is thinking it's New York City. Not one.
Well, I bet you it is more than one. I bet you it is more than one. And that's irrelevant. My point is, if one city is had to take ownership of the city, it would be New York City. End of discussion. And you are talking to someone who is from New York. So when you say the city, you need to have a little respect and be like, yeah, I'm going out here in the city of Philadelphia.
You don't even respect the city. You don't even respect the city.
That's not true. You don't respect the city. No, no, no.
If you respected the city, you would call Queens the city.
No, that's not respecting the city. That's the exact opposite of respecting the city. You disrespect the city by trying to say it's the same as Staten Island.
That's the city. Anything that you say, whatever borough you are going to is New York City. As soon as you understand that, then we can open up that to other cities around the country. But until you recognize your own city there...
No,
you don't even know the parameters of
geography issues. So what's the city of New Jersey? Does New Jersey even have a city?
Jersey City, baby. There you go. Maybe some people say I'm going to the city. God. Jersey City.
Grow up.
BSS probably all day. City? Pfft, going right to Jersey City now.
What was his phrase? DTS, down the shore? Wasn't that his big phrase during the summer?
Was that what it was?
DTS, yeah.
Did you know what DTS is? Was that what the argument was?
Yeah. He said that everybody says that. And he couldn't believe anybody would rile against it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, well, of course, we use down the shore, but I thought there was more to that one, though.
Could have been.
Get down with that. I don't think I've ever heard DTS, to be honest, like, is the head of DTS.
Right.
Like, that would confuse me, but I think there was something more to that. But anyway, yeah, we can argue about all this nonsense up and down here, but what we need to do is take a look at the NBA and where we're heading to the NBA Finals. We're going to get that after this break here. And also, phone calls. If you live in the city, give us a call, 844-843-6879. Yes. Dodgers, they're living in the city of Cincinnati. 6-0 right now. Bottom of the sixth inning, though. 2 on, nobody out. De La Cruz at the plate against Kershaw.
Cincinnati, the city.
That is.
Gross.
It's the city of Cincinnati. See that? Sounds beautiful right there. Oh. The city of Queens. There you go. Oh. Even better. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it here. Major League Baseball is underway. 3 games this afternoon. The Dodgers and Kershaw look like they might wiggle out, and I think they did. 3 outs now. They had first and third, nobody out, bottom of the sixth inning. The Reds did against Kershaw. Looks like they're going to end that inning here 6-0 as well. So it looks like the Dodgers probably won't implode today. Away go the Tampa Bay Rays once again, Kevin. 3-1, they have a lead against the Minnesota Twins. That game now in the top of the sixth inning with a runner on third base, but 2 outs here. We'll see if Diekman can get out of the inning. He's batting. Larnach is batting against him. Orioles and the Brewers. We have scoring there. Maybe we're not done with our scoring. Let's see. The Brewers 1-0 here. Bottom of the first inning, 1 out. Runners on first and third. And I wonder if a run scored there because it looks like the clock reset. Or excuse me, the numbers reset there. We'll see if we get an update, but there you go. 3 games on the board. 3-11, Giants and the Rockies. That is the next game coming up next. No word yet out of New York, so I'm going to assume that doubleheader is going to go on as planned. Something to keep an eye out for there. Not a great card overall, basically, to be honest with you, on scoring and, you know, some great matchups to be had, but there might be some RBI options a little bit later, but let's recap here, Kevin, on the NBA game that played and took place last night. Denver was awesome. They're 2 superstars were fantastic. Triple doubles and not just the cheap ones, Kevin. 11 points, 10 boards, and 10 assists. Like, no. Run it up the flagpole. We are a dominant team here. We're going to gain control of the NBA Finals with a 2-1 series lead. But as I say that, isn't Denver supposed to easily win game number 3? Where have we seen that play out before? What is the thought process behind now? The ability to back the Miami Heat as if they can shake this one off just like they've done just about every single time.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, again, I think we've seen this time and time again where series analysis is something that really has people in a bit of a stranglehold here because it is just so hard to remove what you most recently saw. And they being the Denver Nuggets, deserve all the credit in the world for what they were able to do against the Miami Heat in Game 3. But to Donnie's point, after Game 1, one, people were like, you got to imagine it's a sweep. Well, that was silly. Because then they said the same thing in the middle of game two. Mm. And the Heat won that basketball game. Do we really believe the Heat are going to be losing both games in their building? I don't. I expect this to be 2-2. Now, I also didn't think that Miami would win both of these games. Okay? I did not. So this game is, or this series is, right now, about where I would expect it, which is 2-1 either direction, with the team trailing, you know, in the series, likely to win game number four. I am, and by the way, when we've gone over this, you know, I have not said throughout this series, I've said it in other spots with the Heat, but I'm not telling you Miami should be favored to win this series. It's that the numbers so frequently feel inaccurate and disrespectful here. And again, like the series price, Donnie, is a big product of where these game lines sit. I do not think that Denver should be as big of a favorite as they are on the road. I just don't. I mean, that line might touch 4 in Miami by the time we get there. That would suggest on a neutral court, Denver's what? -7, -7.5? And that when we get back to Denver, we're going to get to double-digit spreads. Miami has won in Denver already. It's just, it's completely out of control the way this team continues to be priced.
And how about the total here that we look at it? 210.5. So it would have been bouncing up and down, you know, getting as high as 219.5. Didn't like the way Miami played offense overall because, wow, their three-point shot didn't fall. So you expect, you know, usually a home team is probably going to rebound from that. I still do lean towards the over coming up. And again, I like the fact that it's a Friday night basketball game. We talked about it today. I didn't know when the actual next game after that would be, which would be Monday, which I got a little bit excited for that. So something to look forward to next week. But I'm just looking at it from a Heat perspective. Everybody loves to count them out. And again, looking at the stats here, betting stats, I should say, from the FanDuel Sportsbook, 71% of the spread bets already on Denver, 83% of the money already on Denver, as if they can't lose. Moneyline, -162 overall.
Yeah, no, good. That's what I want to see, though. Honestly, that's what I want to see here, is it's that full lack of belief in the Miami Heat. That's where I think it's most comfortable, because look, the big question to me that looms, honestly, where Miami, by the way, I think could get in some serious trouble is if Denver has their first explosive shooting game. Like, I think that that total, which continues to drop, could have a lot of meat on the bone for game number four in terms of an over there, and it might be a bad price that we're seeing heading into that game. But I really think a lot of this is going to hinge on Jimmy Butler, Donnie. As we talked about this morning, 130-point game since the Bucks series ended. 50% from the field is not something that we are getting from Jimmy Butler. I don't know if he's had it yet in this series, actually. I don't know if he shot 50% from the field in any game. Jimmy Butler has not been anywhere near good enough to the level that I think the Heat need him if they are going to win this series.
Yeah, it should be a fun one to watch play out. And I'm hoping, again, let's just give me the Heat, 2-2. Let's have some fun in the final three games where the pressure really starts to ramp up in that spot. Let's get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's calling in on a Thursday afternoon. Moose, what's up?
I tell you what a great week this has been. Cash, yeah. Nice tickets today. I told you my picks yesterday with the I did some alt totals with the Joker, Butler, and Bam, a little three parlay that hit.
That worked.
And hey, K-Dub, welcome back by the way as well. And anyways, DRS, I owe you a sincere, heartfelt thank you. I tell you what, you made my week. You know, with you and Sherapan's invite. And I know JP's excited. I am looking forward to that. And then, hey, you know, with that money, I'm going to take the missus out to a nice restaurant tonight. So take a guess.
Yep.
Take a shot. That's where I'm taking her.
Where are we going? Ruth Chris? Where are we going?
We're going down to the city and having a steak. That's what we're going to do.
Yep. Tell them.
Wow.
Tell them. Oh, Moose,
you guys have a great day. Yeah,
New York City's a long drive, Moose. I mean, that's a long drive there. The only city in the world is New York.
No, I'm not.
If you want to take her out, right.
No, no, we're talking about Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Yes. Are we headed to Cincinnati tonight? Where we go? Nice little steakhouse? Like, what's the vibe in Cincinnati? Great city.
You know what? They got a what they call the Jack Ruby's steakhouse.
Gotcha.
It's one of the top steakhouses in the country. So, yep, and that's bone and ribeye. Got to have that bone.
Tell me.
Jack Ruby's always sponsors horse racing there. That's how I know Jack Ruby's. Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep, sir.
Horse racing, Donnie.
Yep.
All right, Moose. Love it, man. Enjoy that steak dinner tonight.
Yep, in the city. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, be good, man. Good grief.
Go to Cincinnati. Look at that. He took a shot at Cincinnati. Moose thought he's going out to Cincinnati tonight. How about that? How about that?
Nah, he's making a long drive to Manhattan is what I'm hearing.
Manhattan, by the way.
Better get moving now.
Now, let's get this straight about New York City here before, because I want to talk to DeAndre Hopkins in a second, but I might get sidetracked for a moment here. Hear me out. Like, when you are in, like, Queens, right? And, like, hey, you know what? I've never been to New York City. Let's just say, I don't know, you met a girl who lives in North Carolina. Like, where do you actually go? You got to take her to Times Square? Like, where are you going?
Oh, my God.
Show me the city.
What?
Show me the city, she goes.
No, well, no. So, all right. Let me start with this. Okay, I work off of an assumption. Mm-hmm. Now you're saying if someone's from out of state, I guess. Okay,
they're but coming up to me. I'm coming to meet your family. We're gonna stay. My mom. You're gonna meet the family. The basement brigade.
Right.
She's like, man, show me the city.
Yeah, I'd be like, you mean Manhattan? This is exactly how it go. You mean Manhattan or Queens? And then if she would say,
no
Manhattan. No. Because we talk like adults, okay? She'd say I want to see Manhattan. Like, I want to see Times Square. Or she'd go, no, I want to grow up. And be like, oh, that's not the city, that's Queens. I'd make that very clear.
No, there's, like, let's just say, like, a nice girl you met, North Carolina, meeting the family the first time. And she goes, you want to show me the city? Like, she's probably going to be like, and you're like, well, what do you want to see? She's like, I just want to see the city. Like, I want to see the Empire State Building. I want to see Times Square.
Right. Yeah.
I want to see where Broadway is at. Like, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. No, see, again, so what's funny is you think what you just said somehow combats anything that I've said, and you couldn't be more wrong. Because when someone says the city, that's obviously what you think. Queens.
But it doesn't, like, what I'm saying is, like, there's no differentiating factor. Because I think you would be like, sure, I'll show you. You go out to a nice steak dinner in Queens somewhere.
No, you maniac. No. According to you, that's what would happen is if someone said, show me the city, you'd be like, yeah, I'll get a restaurant recommendation from Kevin.
Yeah, but I didn't even mean it as that type of conversation. I'm just saying if somebody asked you to show them the city, would you take them to the
tourist spot? I would go to the city. Oh, or if I had to, I mean, it would depend. Like, I'd be like, you don't really want to go there. It's not that great, honestly.
Why would you take you to Queens or the Bronx? I meant, like, what would you actually show them? Like, where would you go?
What would I show them in the city?
Yeah, like, take me to see some things.
It's like, do you really want to see the big buildings or do you want, like, a more unique experience?
I'm telling you, like, if I met a girl from North Carolina and she's like, show me Philadelphia, I'm like, you know what? We're either going to the Eagles game or nothing. I'm not going anywhere around anywhere. Show nothing. We're not going to see buildings. We're not going to the Comcast Center. We're not going to go see Independence Mall. None of that stuff. We're going to South Philadelphia to watch a game, and then we'll go home and eat, like, chickies and pizza or something like that. That's the real world environment in the big city of Philadelphia. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get the people updated on the Major League Baseball card today. Three games currently underway. Dodgers 6-0 here. Bottom of the seventh inning. Kershaw dealing. 6 2/3 innings so far. 0 earned runs. 9 Ks. Turning the clock back, and now they are officially out of the seventh inning. So Clayton Kershaw completes 7 full innings today. We'll see if he comes back out for the eighth, but they could probably cruise in on this one. Due up in the order, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and J.D. Martinez. I'm still looking for an RBI shot here from Max Muncy, so we'll get at least one more chance at that. The Rays Rays now extend their lead, Kevin, 4-1 over the Minnesota Twins in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner on second base, two outs there. And the Brewers attacked in the first inning and then built a 3-0 lead here early in the top of the second inning. So some things to keep an eye on there. Giants-Rockies get underway at 3:10. Then the White Sox and the Yankees at 4:05. And the Phillies and the Tigers at 6:05. Let's sneak in a little bit of NFL action in today. Brought up a topic on the early line, which was with DeAndre Hopkins making a trip to the Tennessee Titans to see if he could possibly fit in there. Vrabel's in there. They know each other. Boy, it'd be great to get a top-flight wide receiver in here to try to help our team out. Where that factors into winning, I don't know, because I don't think they're going to be a very good football team, which leads me into this one, Kevin. Another I'm-happy-with-our-room circumstance came up today. Dealing with DeAndre Hopkins.
From Tennessee?
Not from Tennessee. Oh, this was a Philadelphia Eagles press conference with Nick Sirianni.
Oh.
But you hear that and they say, yeah, look, there's real no room for this guy. But then he says, you never say never. And that's Howie's job if he wants to upgrade the roster. That was a little twist there. Going from, what are you kidding me, man? I got AJ, I got Devontae, I got a high-octane offense. We don't need any. If you told me Randy Moss was in his prime, I'd tell you we don't need him right now. That's how fire we are. But he used the old, well, I love my room. That's not my job. Stuff like that, which really made it interesting there. Like, you never know.
Because Sirianni is a damn good head coach. Because somehow Mike McCarthy is insane. And is literally not interested in bringing in DeAndre Hopkins. Like, make your team as good as possible should always be the goal. And Sirianni is, compliment my guys we have here, but why would I ever say I don't want DeAndre Hopkins? Could you imagine them trying to stop Nuke Hopkins with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on either side of him? Like, that's, again, where Sirianni just comes off better than these other guys.
Man, we're getting close to June the 8th right now. As we see that settling in period, and also I do see an Ari Miralt tweet. Dalvin Cook's latest Instagram story is a picture of him celebrating at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. If there's anything to read into that as he's on his way, because he's basically been told, you're not coming back here, so good luck in your NFL career. Somebody's going to get a player that's got some legs for a few more years. And I don't mean just being like the bell cow running back. But if you're telling me right now, you watch, like, Dalvin Cook, one of my favorite running backs, and particularly if I don't care if you have, like, an anytime touchdown or a rushing prop, every time red zone pops up and the Vikings pop up, you just look into the backfield like, oh my goodness, he did something special, didn't he? Like, one of the more fun running backs to follow. College football, I couldn't stand the guy because I'm a Miami guy. And against Florida State would just come to town and have a terrible offense and just give the football to Dalvin Cook. And he just goes wild across the screen. Mm-hmm. He's always been that guy. It's interesting to see where he ends up. And if he does end up in Miami, that team's fun, man. They're fun already. And he just makes it even more fun.
Yeah, my thing with Dalvin Cook, as we get set for the Alexander Mattison takeover, is I think there's maybe just like a little repurposing of facts, if you will, where people are like, oh, this is the same as the Pollard-Zeke situation. Like, no, it's not. Dalvin Cook's way better than Alexander Mattison. That is a good running back hitting the market. Zeke is not good anymore. It doesn't mean Zeke was always bad. There was a point. Zeke basically entered the NFL and was immediately one of the five best running backs in football.
He was.
Because the position allows for such a thing, right? But Zeke is no longer that guy and has rightfully been moved on from by Dallas. But Dalvin Cook, I still think, is one of the 10 best running backs in the NFL. And man, all signs pointing to the Miami Dolphins being the front runners for this guy.
And especially if you just tell them, like, hey, I know, look, you made your money in Minnesota. Running backs are lucky if they play a certain amount of years at this point. But I think if we manage you correctly, you can have an enjoyable experience down here, make big-time plays, and be healthy and make a stretch run and win at the same time. And also, it's where he's from. I mean, it's a perfect spot for him to be in Miami. My goodness. Just the load up on talent between the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, and the Miami Dolphins. It's so much fun to watch because why? It comes at the expense, it feels like, of the New England Patriots. We're talking about for decades. Like, they didn't have to do anything because those three teams would just make the mistakes for them, and they would say, look, we just play sound football. We beat these guys like clowns every single week. And now you see, like, Bill Belichick wrestling. Like, they need weapons. And, like, DeAndre Hopkins is out there, and they got money. Like, he should have already been signed, sealed, and delivered to the Patriots, but that's not the Belichickian way, which all you needed to do was get a quarterback and Tom Brady, the best of all time, and say that's fine.
So let me just say this, okay? There was an argument at the height of the Patriots because there was no point in arguing New England versus anybody else. They were so dominant.
Yes.
Brady versus Bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tom left and won a Super Bowl, and New England's not been the same. And he kind of, is it fair to then say Tom gets the lion's share of the credit? I think so. This, that, then third. But as it pertains to being a high-level recruiter, if you don't think that immediately when Hopkins and Cook become free agents, that they both wouldn't immediately feature the Tampa Bay Bucks on their table, you're nuts. I think Dalvin Cook would honestly, Donnie, be a Tampa Bay Buck already if that would have been a potential landing spot for him.
What, Brady was there?
Yeah, if Tom was still in Tampa. Don't you think Dalvin Cook would already be there with how bad the backfield was last season?
Probably would. It just makes some sense. Like, you just reach out, like, hey, look, you can really help us out.
They'd certainly be talking to Hopkins.
Yes.
That's how Brady just always has been. They always are in the room with the best guys. Always in that room.
It'll be interesting to see where that one does play out there, but something certainly to keep an eye on. I'm just itching for football at this point, too. Like, we're getting close to where, you know, you start to hear about when training camps are going to ramp up and do all that good stuff. We're just waiting for some of these final touches on some of these NFL teams where they land. But I just think it's interesting where you had that DeAndre Hopkins market, like, the minute he's cut, like, oh, wow, what a shocker. Like, Arizona didn't even trade him. Now he's just a free agent. And I still can't get over that his trips that he's making aren't to the big cities. They're towards, you know, the Texans. It's like, hey, I don't know about that fit. Or, oh, how about this? Tennessee might get him locked in. How locked in are they? They haven't signed him yet. We haven't heard anything yet. And also, why would he want to go there at that point? I don't know. I truly don't know why that would happen. But yeah, it is what it is at that point here. So that's the way it's going to leave it. Any thoughts where he goes anyway? Like, where do you think he ends up, by the way?
Well, we didn't get have a ton of time this morning. I wanted to ask you this. Is there any reverse argument that a one-year deal in Tennessee is good because of how many targets he would get, Donnie?
No, horrible. I think
nothing in terms of targets, though?
No, because I just don't think it would showcase him in the right spot. Like, when you talk about, like, showcasing, right, the fact that Odell Beckham went to, let's just say, the Rams, and he doesn't get hurt in the Super Bowl, Kevin, he has a mega deal on the plate. Like, you know what I mean? Going to a good organization, showing you can be a team player and performing at the same time, I think that means so much more than, hey, I got 88 targets here in Tennessee and only caught 40 passes because the quarterback was throwing worm burners, and hey, everybody sign me, I'm a free agent. I just look like if he goes to a legitimate organization, catches 750 yards worth of balls, but is healthy, he's going to get a big deal elsewhere because they're going to win and he's going to show that he could be a team player. Then he goes to get his bag after that at that point. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, the part of that, so I think that's beyond fair from you. I do genuinely sympathize with Hopkins that if this played out a little bit sooner, he would have been able to have his cake and eat it too. He would have got a really nice contract. Like, we've said this before, but just to reiterate, right? Like, I think the report is he wants the Odell deal. Donnie, both the free agents, Odell or DeAndre Hopkins, you're signing DeAndre Hopkins, right?
Yeah, probably. Yes, I would.
Like, I think it's Hopkins over Odell pretty easily. Like, and I feel like I'm still high on Odell Beckham Jr. Like, I don't think Hopkins would have had any issue getting high-level dollars from a high-level football team had he been a free agent when everybody else was a free agent.
And had some cash. They had some cash left over to pay the guy. By the way, I know we don't have too much time left in this segment here, but did you see the report coming out where maybe the Phoenix Suns are looking at James Harden as a replacement for CP3? I mean, you talk about the wild twists and turns here where it's going to be the Sixers, it's going to be the Houston Rockets, and now any world where he would go out and rejoin forces with Kevin Durant in Phoenix, and if that would even make sense here. I mean, the NBA has so many twists and turns that you don't see coming here, but the fact of the matter is, I can't figure out if that's actually actual legs, or it's just James Harden's agent being very good at what he does, going like, oh yeah, we're not getting what we want out of you two with Houston and Philadelphia. Let's throw a third team in and really ratchet up the pressure on who wants the guy.
My thing with that is this is where I'm at on the situation. I'm so firm in my belief that he's already a Rocket that I can't even imagine that they'd still need to play leverage game on Houston, where I wonder if it's a Phoenix angle or is it a Durant angle, right? Like, your dismissal of the Kyrie story, I think, is in part because you feel like the entirety of the story is Kyrie called LeBron, who the hell cares that Kyrie called him. Like, I wonder if that Phoenix story is along that guideline of, yeah, like, Durant checked in with Harden to see if he was interested in Phoenix, and then he found out that he was going to get paid $11 million, and he's not interested in Phoenix. There's no way the Suns can afford to pay him like those other teams. They can't.
I don't know, though. When you have an owner that's just coming in like guns blazing, like, they're just going to do things that are, hey, like, it's almost like the owner's like, you play fantasy basketball, you just sit in the room, what about Harden? He's free. Can we fit him in here? Let's see if we can do that. That's what it feels like, what's going on right now with the Houston Rockets, with the Phoenix Suns. Like, CP3, we're going to pay him, not pay him. We're going to, lease him out here and take him back. Come on, man, stop the madness. Like, CP3 is on the run, and there's no doubt in my mind at that point. But it just caught me off guard when I saw one of the NBA accounts say, hey, look, James Harden is a legitimate possibility in Phoenix at that point here. So, I don't know. Like, yeah, if you were going to put odds, because I don't know how much Phoenix is even in it or if that's just a plant story. But it's just wild to me where, like, Daryl Morey and, James Harden sort of tied at the hip, and you can do whatever you want. And we got you a better coach, and the new coach wants you to stay here. It's like, why would you go back to Houston outside of, look, I'm going to make a lot of money. I just love that city and playing in it, and that's it. That's my deciding factor.
That's really what I believe it is, Donnie, because the Houston stuff is not new, right? Like, if the Houston stuff was, like, new and out of thin air, you'd be like, ooh, this is an interesting leverage play to maybe get a couple things that he wants. Like, Donnie, they started this Harden to Houston stuff in the middle of the season when the timing just, like, made no sense. Like, I think he has had his heart set on the Rockets for a while. I think he's known he's wanted to go back to Houston for a while. I think he's probably inaccurately blaming any struggles on, ooh, I'm not top guy anymore in Philly. I think it's a preferred preferred place for him to live. I think he's had a hand in Ime Udoka deciding to go to Houston. All of that, to me, I feel like it's already basically been worked out.
How about this? Are you surprised by this move in the NFL? Bryce Young opens practice with the first team unit. He's now officially QB1. Shocking for the number one overall pick in the sport. They weren't going to make him earn it, Kevin.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, right? Me and you are going to agree on this. Panthers, maybe the best team in football. I mean, the fact that they didn't waste our time and say Josh McCown's QB1 there, I mean, this is a team about winning. I'm in on the Panthers now. I'm in on the Panthers.
Yeah, very anti, like Pittsburgh, where it's like, you know what? Mitch Trubisky's got a hold of it, even though they were absolutely correct doing what they did with Kenny Pickett and it worked out in the end. I do agree with the Carolina Panthers making your QB1, actually, the QB1. One quick segment before we get you out of here on a Thursday afternoon of Moneyline. Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment here for Thursday afternoon edition of Moneyline. Donnie and Kevin here on the Sports Grid Network, always having a lot of fun. Just to get people quickly updated on the Major League Baseball scene, the Dodgers enter into the ninth inning up 6-0, 11 hits for the Dodgers, 6 hits for the Reds, no runs. The Rays end the seventh inning with a 4-1 lead, a very Rays-like game there. And the Brewers, 3-0 over the Orioles here as they begin the bottom of the third inning. Rockies and the Giants coming up next there. JP's got a little Diaz action for an RBI prop. I'm going to look a little bit later here and maybe get involved in that White Sox-Yankees doubleheader game number one once we get the official lineups, which are probably out now. I just didn't check on those, but just to see if that game is going to go off and maybe pick apart some left-handed batters here going up against Lance Lynn. Same game parlays today in hockey today. The CU at Club Live for me, the Vegas Golden Knights money line, Jonathan Marchessault anytime goal, plus 336. You had the 1-2 switcheroo with the Panthers. First period over half a goal. The Knights, second period over half goal at a plus 136 price. Anything else? Because I don't have anything really locked in per se tonight. The one thing I am looking forward to is I found something on the Mets and the Braves game. We know Strider's a strikeout guy. His strikeout prop today, Kevin, is 8.5 at plus money. Say, wow, he needs 9. I think it was 6 starts he has at home, Kevin. Every single one of those would cash that 8.5. He's been outrageous at home. So maybe riding a little plus money there with Strider might make some sense tonight for me as well. Anything else for you today?
Look, it's an odd one, but the Vegas Aces are playing the Connecticut Sun. They play them on Tuesday in Connecticut. 5.5-point spread, total 168. Same exact game, same exact spot, same exact team, same side, same total. The game went over the number out of 168, finishing 90-84. I think it's more Vegas Aces. I think the Aces team total, though, might be a more secure way to get after it there. But I think it's Aces tonight against the Sun again.
Tyler Hero not cleared yet to return either, as breaking news comes across here. So holding out for a Hero. Maybe he's going to have to hold out for at least one more game. Thanks for tuning in today. JP behind the wheels of steel. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. You were tuned in to Moneyline. And yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.